It's Masters Week. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, April 12, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Why? Because we can. That's why. It's good stuff. Maybe we should just all watch Caddyshack. Just kidding. Good morning and welcome. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but we get a little relief here and there once in a while, and it's a little lightheartedness. So, it's Masters Week. I talked about that a little bit yesterday. I proposed, in light of all the whining, I proposed a world golf character ranking, including honor, loyalty, fidelity, integrity. I don't know what it is, but we just don't have the capacity to do the kind of work that was done in a bygone era. Is it just beyond us at this point? And who told the story? I want to say it was Sam Snead who hit a shot, and somebody in the gallery said, you know, I'd give anything to hit a shot like that. And he said, no, you wouldn't. And the person in the gallery was surprised. What do you mean? And he said, well, if you would give anything, then you would give what I've given, which is to hit hundreds and hundreds of shots a day until your hands bleed and that kind of thing. So one wonders.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So it's Masters Week. And that should be interesting, I think. We have,
which is nice.
My understanding is it's Vern Lundquist's last Masters that he's going to be calling. That's interesting. Amanda Baliones, Andrew Catalan, Dottie Pepper, Frank Nobilo, Ian Baker Finch on the regular coverage, and then we'll see how many 33s Jim Nance has to throw in. No broadcast is complete without at least a handful of 33s for Jim Nance, so we'll see. But that's just a coincidence, so don't think anything of it. I want to finish maybe a little bit of that series that I started on yesterday. Because, you know, again, I think these things go hand in hand. And this is the part of the Men of the West series. I read the introduction to the series yesterday, Transcendence or Nominalism. And so the actual introduction of the book, we'll take a look at that piece.
It's going. Oh, my
goodness! It's going, yes!
In your life, have you ever seen anything like that, Vern?
Yeah. It's Friday, so this is what we do. The phone lines are open. Local, 512-248-8252. Toll free, 800-313-9443. By the way, this is a listener-supported network. You probably know that, but for those that are new here, Republic Broadcasting Network is a listener-supported network. There is no Ford Foundation grant. There is no Rockefeller, no Gates Foundation grant. We don't get any of the $319 million that Bill Gates wants to shell out to the companies that, you know, toe the line, because we don't toe the line. We say things like, the Vern Lundquist, 2005. We say things like, a college dropout who's not an epidemiologist and not a virologist, not a doctor, and stands to benefit obscenely from all of the products that are sold in the disaster capitalism and, you know, fear mongering that's done. A guy who writes a post titled A Guide to Number Games, who likes to lie with statistics, probably is not the best person to listen to when it comes to things like pandemics. We played the clip yesterday of Bill Gates' infamous little one example, his remarks at the 2017 Munich Security Conference. So that was fun. That's why there's probably never going to be a Gates Foundation grant for RBN in the works.
And he's picked out a landing spot that is a good 25 feet above the hull.
There's a good chance he doesn't get this inside DeMarco's ball.
Lundquist on the call, the legendary 2005 Masters. We'll see if Tiger can win again. That would be six. That would tie Jack, right? All right, so no Ford Foundation grant. Listener-supported network. Thank you to all the many faithful listeners. If you don't currently or have never supported RBN, please consider supporting RBN directly, the sponsors, the advertisers, all of the above. That's fantastic. Again, thank you to everyone who does. Phone lines are open. I did that. I got to do the prayer before we get too much further along, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. So without further ado, the Lord's Prayer and the full armor of God, Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6, respectively. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith. Put on the helmet of salvation. Take up the sword of the Spirit. And pray at all times in the Spirit. I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ. I pray that, Lord, please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, and righteousness be restored in the land. And I pray that poisonous trees and their offshoots, like brands and agencies conceived in malice, would collapse under the weight of their own evil, or perhaps be burned, cut down, and thrown into the fire. All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, phone lines are open. And so let's go to the phone lines real quick and grab Brian in Washington.
In your life, have you seen anything like that?
All right. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
So this, trying to get you to have interviews on your show is not because you aren't doing a good job. You accused me of, I'm not doing a good enough job, Brian. That's not my intention. It is my intention to utilize these tools, why we have them.
No, I think I was joking about,
okay,
you know, the explainer, basically.
Yeah, I appreciate that sense of humor, and joking around is a good way to communicate. So I guess we're going to have to say that this Adam Green is not responding to my invitations, and I'm wondering if you'd consider contacting him. I'll leave his email in your chat room. It's of importance to me because he did have this Carlin Borishenko on, and yeah, she is absolutely insisting it's fascism versus radical socialism. She does not want to entertain this idea. So he had Carlin on his show. Adam retrieved some of the comments from both myself, Lark, and Jenna concerning communitarianism, and so he asked Carlin, have you ever heard of this communitarianism? She said no, and he said, well, I had this guy harassing me that, you know, I should have him on my show to talk about his communitarian nightmare worries. And that was, of course, me. But he chose not to have me. I was a little too pushy, apparently, but annoying. But regardless, he did say, you know, I have looked into this. And that's, of course, because Jenna sends him lots of information after he requested it. Please send me some information if you think this is important to my battle. And so we did. So what Adam said was, I've looked into it, and I think there's something to it. So this is my hope for RBN, is if we could earn our way in this world, I think people would be donating substantially more when they realize the value that we have with what John Stadtmiller started. We're continuing. This is my interest. I love all this chat room call-in and all that, and I think that Adam is constantly saying, if you guys want me to go on other shows, let me know. So, yeah, he is not afraid to talk to people with religious beliefs and values at all. He's respectful, and I just know that some of the board ops, according to Ingrid Castle, are very interested in having Adam on, as well as several callers now saying somebody should have Adam Green on. So there is a request for it. How's that for my contribution this morning, Chris? Would you consider making a formal invitation to Adam for me?
I don't know. You know, I'm not really a fan. I'm not sure what we would accomplish by that, but I'm not opposed to things like that. I just have always found Adam Green to be an agent provocateur. Personally, I don't really see anything productive in what he's done, in my opinion.
But of course, you'd have to be the first to admit I have not been following him very diligently for the last year and a half. Kevin McCarron, he just did a broadcast yesterday, and with all this, you know, new documentary from October 7th just out, Kevin is pinning the tail on this COVID nightmare on the same people pulling this thing off in Palestine today. And there's a Elon Pepe, Papa.
Jan Pape.
Mm-hmm. Yep, thank you. So he has a 2008 lecture from where he teaches as a professor in England, and he's going back to 1948 and saying the media is not covering what is going on in Palestine in 1948. They didn't cover it in 2000, during 9/11. We have security breaches. We have classified information. We can't cover these news stories of Israeli involvement. And who's dropping bombs in 2008, asks Elon. And we should be finding out who the Israeli generals that run the Air Force and what the name of the pilots are that have done this. But we don't. It's all the media is controlled and skewed for the benefit of our oppressors. And that's—
See, here's the irony, though, in all of this. You are the loudest voice, arguably, in the push to really raise awareness about communitarianism, right?
Yes.
And Nikki Rapana is arguably the most well-informed, most articulate on the good guy side of this discussion. You know, she's like the counterpart of an Amitai Etzioni. Would you agree?
Yes.
And Nikki said, when it comes to the dialectical conflict, they want you to, you got to pick a side and you got to fight. And that's exactly what Adam Green represents. And frankly, that's what Jan Pape represents. Whether these people realize it or not, that's exactly what they represent. And so the irony is, I get pushback when I say, you know, whether it's spurious, apocryphal, or whatever, Pike's letter to Mazzini seems to be playing out in real time. And I get, you know, the articles and stuff like that. And yet here we are. We are more and more consumed by that conflict that was apparently in that most prophetic letter that was never written, August 15, 1871. This is it. You know, it's these two sides that have been fomented by the same intrigue.
And so he's picked out a landing spot that is a good 25 feet above the hull.
Well, my response,
there's a good
to
chance
that,
he doesn't get this inside the Marcos ball.
My response to that is...
Can you hold on to that thought, and we'll do that when we come back from the break, I suppose. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen anything like that?
Stay out of the system. Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My friend, is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, use me up until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me.
Welcome back.
And I'm sure he meant
right.
Well.
So your response to that, Brian, is I trust that we don't need to recap for folks. I don't know. I could, but short segment, so go ahead.
I would just say that similar to the Pike's letter, I mean, Lark has put up and talked to you about some pretty damning evidence that this thing was fabricated for the purpose of somebody trying to save their neck, involving Masons and all that kind of stuff. We don't have time to tear into Pike's letter. It's similar to Adam Green. He could very well be an agent provocateur, as you said, but in this world, what our job is to discern what kind of BS versus truth is being spoken, and we don't have time to focus on is Adam Green dirty or not. I think it's what he is saying is crucially important. And speaking of Lark, when you said that Brian is the most outspoken detractor of communitarianism, that I am never going to be in Lark's category. He is just, thinking he's got less than a year now and he's going to just give up and is not interested in calling in except for rarely to RBN. He's kind of thinking that this is a not time well spent. And that's what I'm trying to help RBN along when the listeners are clearly asking for, I can do dialogue. Dialogue is good. When Jenna had Kevin McCarron on and Dr. Martin Paul, you know, neither of them wanted to be on that broadcast. But when they got to the end of the broadcast and Amon Jabi calls, it is moving things forward that would not have happened through a dialogue and discussion with opposing viewpoints. So
my question would be, moving things forward to where?
A positive direction. In other words, there could be some different opinions that people are willing to put in their heads, not put all their eggs in one basket. We need to attack this on multiple fronts. And I think that is why Jenna put Adam's email in the chat room.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for anybody, but my presumption would be that most people who listen to Road Warrior Radio consider it a respite from the usual agitprop, I hope. And I try to speak to that dialectical conflict very specifically, but also in detail, that Nikki talked about. You know, she said don't participate in it. As far as the what it's called the Taxol hoax is concerned, I would encourage folks to read my French is terrible. It's in French, but in English, it's The Devil in the 19th Century, because I've read it, and I've read some excerpts on the air, and the correlation to it and now is startling, quite frankly. So if you read it, instead of reading someone's cherry-picked little sound bites, it's pretty shocking. There's some really interesting stuff in there that seems to correlate directly to the things that have unfolded in the last 130 years, I guess, or something like that at this point. And so, you know, it reminds me of, well, I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around, folks, more right after this break.
So I got that going, which is nice.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-N-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-N-Lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So, this reminds me of Sun Tzu. You know, all warfare is based on deception. The technique of infamy is inventing two lies, getting you arguing heatedly over which one is true. Sun Tzu said, if you know your enemy and you know yourself, you will not be imperiled in 100 battles. If you know your enemy, don't know yourself, it's 50-50. If you don't know your enemy or yourself, then you're imperiled in every single battle. But he also said, winning 100 battles is not the acme of skill. The acme of skill is to subdue the enemy without fighting. So if you can get them fighting with themselves in a place that really is sort of irrelevant to you as their enemy, which they do not perceive, then that's, you know, that seems to me exactly what we're talking about here.
Yep, I think that all that's valid, and I'm again going to say it. I need the full spectrum analysis, and it can't include one compartmentalized side of the discussion, and I think that is going to be our demise. So
I don't know what that means exactly.
Okay, well, Nikki did spell it out. Pick a side and don't participate in that is what she was trying to get across, but
she didn't say pick a side. She said don't pick a side.
Yeah, that's right. As to the pick a side argument, she's saying don't participate in that, is what I meant to say. I agree, that was her opinion, but we are not winning this battle. But if it's a
battle that's contrived, like I said, if it's invented, if it's a battle between manufactured, you know, dialectical conflict sides, if it's the technique of infamy, then we shouldn't be participating in that. And that's exactly what Nikki's advice was.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Just I'm going to conclude the call with your hopes that you'll try contacting Adam and see if we could get some of this dialogue and the like going.
Well, I will say this. I will, as they say, take it under advisement, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Very good. I will.
No personal offense to anybody. I don't know, you know, how it would be beneficial, per se.
All right.
But I'll think about it.
That's a perfect response. I will report it in his chat room comments that taking it in under advisement. So,
I mean, I wonder what his reasoning is for, you know. I think it's interesting that, you know, this broadcast is kind of the plague for some people.
Well,
I don't think it's just because it's paint drying. So,
well, I think that it could also very likely be that he realizes after looking into communitarianism, this is the big kahuna. This is the replacement of the two other forms of global governance, all created by the same entity. And if he's a paid shill, then he's not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole until Alex Jones starts talking about it or whoever else he thinks is a pontificator of important information. Maybe he just wants to stay as far away from it as possible, and he will continue to, you know, listen to my comments in his constant broadcasts where I'm saying, you know, you are deliberately avoiding this. Why is that? Are things too comfy down there in Southern Cali and got a nice little family and nice digs to live in, and you want this to go on?
Well, I think we've done it sufficient justice, so.
The time, Chris. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Brian. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah, we gotta move on. This is not the Adam Green broadcast, so we will get back on track here. We are being destroyed little by little from within. And I think this is... let's say good medicine. How about that? Ideas have consequences. The introduction. Again, this is a series of articles. I'm going to just go through these real quick. Because I think this explains... I'm going to read this first one. Food for thought. And I think this explains what we're experiencing. Kind of what... You know, if you can't quite articulate what's going on, you feel this and you think, oh, yeah, that explains a lot. So there's a series of posts over at menofthewest.net by Theophrastus, the ancient Greek blogger, being facetious. Six posts. I read the first yesterday, Transcendence or Nominalism. And the idea was to write a post for each chapter of Richard Weaver's Ideas Have Consequences. So the subsequent posts are Ideas Have Consequences, each prefaced with Ideas Have Consequences, the introduction, part two, the unsentimental sentiment, Part 3, Distinction and Hierarchy. Part 4, Fragmentation and Obsession. And Part 5, Egotism in Work and Art. I think what I'll do, maybe I'll just read one of these a day. So I read Transcendence or Nominalism yesterday. Today it's Ideas Have Consequences, the introduction that we need to get to. So I think that's what we'll do. Start with that. Richard Weaver's Ideas Have Consequences. So from the post, there's some preliminary stuff. I think I'm going to skip most of that. Maybe not. The first couple of paragraphs are really sort of inconsequential. But you know what? For posterity's sake, I'll read them anyway. As I mentioned previously, this is the post, March 15, 2018. As I mentioned previously, I have been reading through Richard M. Weaver's Ideas Have Consequences and realized that it brings up some worthy topics for discussion, namely the role of truth in a society and how that fundamental concept has been twisted and garbled in the West over the past few centuries. You know, I don't know what you're experiencing. I was just looking at some local government interaction, you know, the public, the town square, basically the scuttlebutt of some local government kind of stuff. And it's interesting, once you start to go down the nominalistic slide and you're not bound by absolutes, it's interesting what people will just, you know, how that never has a positive effect. It's always a deleterious effect. It starts with the breaking apart of the person, and then of course they spread that like the plague to others. And that's what I'm seeing in this local government discussion. People in the local town basically trying to make heads or tails of this kind of ideological underpinning and background, which results in behavior from people who are in positions of power, influence, authority, and local government in this case. And they seem to have no scruples. Anyway, continuing. Of course, many believe that the West was a paragon of goodness and virtue until the past few decades. And that's why I want to explain America's founding a little better, because that needs light shed upon it as well. But according to Weaver, the shift began 600 years ago. Exactly. Sure, it was not fully corrupted until the mid-20th century, but it began much earlier. This is a shocking thing for Americans to really come to terms with, because we are imbued from the womb, it seems, with a sense of American exceptionalism. Continuing, if he is correct, we need to know what led to this shift and how to get it back. I part company there, because really it goes back to Genesis 11 and Genesis 6 and Psalm 2, well, Revelation 17, 18, Psalm 2, and then ultimately Revelation 19. If you haven't read Revelation 19 lately, maybe read that over the weekend. That's what's coming. It won't do much good to restore what we had 40 years ago if we simply drift back here in a few years. If we drift back here in a few years, it would be much more useful to fix the fundamental problems and shore up the base, which kind of reminds me of the conversation we were just having. Note that we are talking about technology or, excuse me, note that we are not talking about technology or things of that nature. Instead, this will focus on metaphysical or philosophical, even religious concerns. They go deeper than the existence of technology and address things like how we use technology. And, you know, again, I would add to this that it goes even deeper than that. You know, Richard John Neuhaus is typically regarded as the guy who said that, speaking of culture, etc., culture is the root of politics and religion is the root of culture. And many people have echoed that sentiment. Breitbart, in fact, was a guy who said that on occasion. And so what is the religion? And this, again, goes back to Genesis 11. Anyway, continuing. In any event, those things should be clear as we move through Weaver's arguments. Now, I'm going to give... Now, I'm not going to give much background on Weaver. You can look that up yourself if you're so inclined. My purpose is to consider his content from this book. If you are not sure if you should trust him, then do some research on him. I find him credible, intelligent, and worthwhile. So, to the task at hand. As I work my way through this content, I will simply address each chapter in the book individually. I will present a summary of his arguments, and close with my own thoughts on the matter. So this first installment will cover his introduction. He begins by stating the obvious. Quote, "This is another book about the dissolution of the West," end quote. The prevailing modern notion is that things improve over time. This is where it gets really interesting. And I think what I'll do is I'll just read through, and as difficult as it will be, I will refrain from commentary. I'll just read this because Theophrastus obviously adds his commentary. So, the prevailing modern notion is that things improve over time and that the present is the point of highest development. Already I want to comment. I will refrain. In other words, due to scientific progress and the loss of a moral compass, people tend to believe that due to evolutionary principles, things are moving from simple to complex and therefore from worse to better. Weaver opines that, quote, "there is ground for declaring that modern man has become a moral idiot," end quote. So modern man on the whole is incapable of actually discerning better or worse, and over the past 600 years has replaced moral authority with the self. He argues that the concept of individuality leads to anarchy, which is incapable of providing a cohesive culture. In his own words, quote, "every man has been not only his own priest, but his own professor of ethics," end quote. And this is not desirable. How so? Quote, "the powers of darkness were working subtly, as always, and they crouched this proposition in the seemingly innocent form of an attack upon universals," end quote. So he moves into the debate, which I discussed in my previous post about nominalism and transcendence. Ultimately, is there a truth that is higher than and independent from man? Is what is real determined only by what a man can see and touch, or at least perceive? Is it possible that something exists that man cannot fathom? And on that note, we'll go to the break. I suppose we'll pause there for a moment.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dalai Lama. Caddying, you know, looper for the Dalai Lama. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I thought the same thing.
That was even longer than your hesitation, Vern, at 16 at Augusta.
Saying, so final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, April 12th, 2024. I was just saying in the break, speaking of things that are inappropriate, I'll get back to the reading here in a second. The reading of Ideas Have Consequences, the introduction over at menofthewest.net. A commentary on Richard Weaver's Ideas Have Consequences. there is a certain product that began life. It never should have been made, first of all, and we should all go back. Speaking of history, maybe we should go back and do a little homework on the few families. You know, I remember in school so many things that didn't pierce the veil. The drug trade. I remember hearing about the opium trade, for example, and what about the families that have controlled this? And did we really, we sort of breezed by or glossed over the East India Company and all its various incarnations and iterations. But we really didn't get into the families that have just predominated the drug trade for hundreds of years. That's interesting. Why didn't we do that? And so now there are these drugs like this one that shouldn't have ever been created. Now we're patenting things because, you know, can't patent nature. So we're going to synthetically counterfeit nature, which is, you know, a bad thing made worse. And you have this drug that begins life as one kind of thing, but it has peculiar side effects, and one of them is a very peculiar side effect. So then, you know, who's noticing this side effect? And then it's reborn, gets a new life as this other product. And this is family radio, so I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. And the fact that the Golf Channel is selling that product now and others like it is what's wrong with America, in simple terms. Family viewing should not include those kinds of things, ever, under any circumstances. If you have to do that to pay the bills, you should just shut it down. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.